Hello, everybody. Come on in. How's everybody doing tonight? I am Coach Betsy. Hello, hello, Miss Jean. I take it you can hear me. What's everybody up to tonight? Y'all wrapping presents or getting home from work? All the things working. Hello, Miss Susan. So good to see y'all on here. Come on in, everybody. This is my favorite night of the month. Coming in here. Yep. We have someone who just talked with me on the private call. Hello, Miss Robin. That is perfectly fine. Let's see. Jean is done shopping. Others are last minute shopping, cooking dinner, then wrapping. All right, love it. I just love to kind of check in with y'all and see what's going on. So, all right. Okay, so here's what how we're gonna do. Nothing new around here, but I do have something I want to talk about if we have time. Y'all know my favorite thing to do, or just kind of the priority for this call, is to do as much coaching as I can. If y'all want to raise your hand and ask me any questions, get any coaching, you can ask me a question in the Q&A, and this is just all things binging. We'll say binging and overeating. I don't want y'all to overthink too much. Is it a binge? Is it an overeat? I mean, let's just talk about it. So feel free to raise your hand or ask me a question in the Q&A, and we will do this thing. So in the meantime, while y'all are thinking about all of that, and I just want to say I'm going to be a little vague, a little I don't have a lot to say yet, but I will tell you that some exciting things are coming for resources with binging in 2025. So stay tuned, and I wish I could say more now, but it is it's coming. So it's coming. For those of you all who want more help, more personalized help, it is coming. So stay tuned for that. All right. So what I wanted to talk about tonight, and kind of in connection to that, I've just been doing a lot of research, a lot of reading. I just got done with a training program all about stopping binge eating and intuitive eating and all the things. And so I just got all kinds of stuff on my mind right now, and thought, okay, what little nugget could I share with you all tonight about your binge eating and just really getting curious about it? Because what we know about binge eating is that, and kind of what distinguishes binge eating often from, overeating, like, maybe having a snack when you're not hungry, or eating a few bites behind, or even, just saying, fuck it, and, I'm gonna have dessert tonight when I didn't plan it, or something like that. What often, makes binging a little bit different, it is the shame that comes along with it, right? It's like we're not able to move on past it as easily as we are with overeating, or, fuck it eating, we could call, or just, habit eating. And so I'm always thinking, as the binge expert in this group, and going through binging like I have, and I always say to y'all, and I'll keep saying it till my till my dying day, that or I'll just keep saying it right now, because this is how I feel, is that I may binge every once in a while, and that is okay. I'm not at a place right now where I would say I will never binge again. That's just where I am. Some of you all may already be at a place where you truly believe and you say that I will never binge again, but I'm just at a place right now in my life where, okay, I may just not see any other way to take care of myself in the moment, because I truly believe that binging is how we are taking care of ourselves in the moment. And so it just may be something that happens. It may be something that I do every once in a while. But we also have a lot of opportunities to good, Susanna, I'm glad that that was helpful for you. We always, even if we still binge sometimes, we have so many opportunities to what we call binging better, or making level ups, or having some more compassion for ourselves. And so that's what I wanted to talk about tonight, is how can we, whether we're thinking about our urges to binge, whether we're thinking about our bin the binges themselves, how can we come from a little bit more of a place of curiosity, like a scientist? How can we just come from a place of, okay, how did it make sense? How can it make just a little bit of sense that this is what happened? Because here's the thing, y'all. If we're coming from curiosity and how could it make sense, and like I'm a scientist, like doing experiments, I mean, none of that has a lot of shame attached to it, right? But what we know is that in the binge restrict cycle, there's so much shame in that entire cycle. And so we just keep repeating, the binges. Then we feel all this shame, and so then we restrict, and then we can't keep that going for very long, and then we binge again, and then more shame, and it just repeats itself over and over again. And so how can we reduce reduce the shame just a little bit, kind of take like one layer of shame off? And this is by, I think, one of the most powerful questions we can ask is, how does this make sense? Or how could this make sense? We may not even believe for sure that it makes sense. But like, let's say, if a friend came to me and told me about her binge, how could it make sense for her that she binged? Even if you're not able to think about it with yourself quite yet. That's kind of what I want y'all thinking about. And so you could even let me know in the chat, or just start thinking about it, maybe do some journaling on it. How could my last binge make sense? Make just a little bit of sense. Let me think about my last binge or overeat, and I'll give you all an example. So I think it was last week, and yeah, and it's like, and this is kind of interesting for me to talk about, because it's almost like kind of my overeats and my binges are kind of like morphing together, where I don't eat, like the amount of food is a lot less. My progress is that the amount of food I eat in one sitting is a lot less, but it's still kind of coming from kind of more of like a bingey place than more of like an overeating place. And I'll kind of explain that as I go. But I was here at home just working, and I kind of had a break in the middle of the day. And I was not hungry. And I'd had breakfast, and I was needing to do this thing for work. And I was kind of feeling like I wasn't really sure how to get started, I was overwhelmed. I wasn't really thinking that I would, be very good at it, or I would just, kind of go into questioning myself and all of that kind of stuff. And so I got up out of this chair, and I went into the kitchen and opened the refrigerator. And so that right there, right? Like, let's just stop right there. How does that make sense? That, or how could that make sense? Here's the deal, y'all. This is kind of the little game I like to play with a lot of my private clients. I like to ask them, okay, Let's just pretend that you were sitting here not feeling very confident about your work project, and you went into the kitchen and the refrigerator was locked. Like you did not have access to any food in your house. What would you have to be willing to experience in that moment? I would have to be will have been willing to experience, you know, the feeling of not good enough, the feeling of overwhelm, right? This is why we talk about emotions so much in No BS, because the answer to reducing our binges is to feel emotions instead, right? And I'm actually part of Coach Kathy's group program that she's doing right now. And y'all, that is all we're talking about in there right now is how do emotions feel in our body? And we are like doing body scans like nobody's business. Because here's the deal, the answer to binging and overeating, a lot of it, binging is a little bit different, but a lot of it is to be willing to feel some feelings. And so it's like Pat says, you know, kind of feeling out of kilter, feeling some cabin fever. Like that's the trade-off we make. Are we willing to feel that? And it's just some physical sensations in our body. Are we willing to try to start feeling that instead of eating, binging, and overeating? Mary Jo says, feeling odd because nothing is wrong. Yeah. Are we willing to feel odd? Are we willing to feel all these feelings? Ooh, Susanna says, this is the most accepting and compassionate approach to this that I've ever experienced or heard. That shift in attitude feels healing. Yes, y'all. I mean, I talk a lot about healing because I think reducing or stopping our binge eating is a process of healing. Because here's the thing, when we're feeling shame, we're not healing, right? When we are beating ourselves down, we're doing the opposite of healing. And so it's like, it's not the food, right, that hurts us. It's the heat, it's the shame and the judgment. Okay. So I know why I went in there and ate that cold pizza when I wasn't hungry. But here's the thing, y'all. This is what I've worked on. And then I think we've got somebody who wants to get coached. What I've really, really worked on, because y'all, here's the, we're still going to, you know, to do this sometimes. But what I have more control over now, because I remember that day, I had that cold pizza, wasn't hungry at all. There's a piece of frozen pizza that was left over. And I remember I was at this crossroads. And I mean, I always kind of, it's like I was at this like fork in the road. We can go down the road of shame and, you know, fuck it's and like, okay, let's just, you know, kind of follow that old neural pathway, that old habit of fuck it, let's just eat more, let's fuck the day, let's just sit and eat and zone out and all of that. And, you know, but here's the thing, we know where that leads. And I've done a lot of practicing, y'all, of fast forwarding to my future self an hour from now. Y'all know that you can think about your future self 1 hour from now. When all the food is gone and you're still left with yourself. This is why we binge. We're escaping ourselves. We're trying to get away from ourselves. We're trying to disconnect. But at the end of the food, we're left with ourselves. We can't get away forever. We can't escape forever. And a lot of times at the end of the food, ourselves kind of come crashing back to us. Well, I've experienced that enough times where I know that's not what I want to do anymore. So the other fork in the road or the other option is we can save the day. We can always save the day. Corinne's been talking about this with golden moments. She's been talking about golden moments, and I'm like all over this. Y'all, there are golden moments available to us every moment of every day. I don't care if you have eaten everything in your pantry. You have a golden moment available to you. Because what I did after that front piece of frozen pizza is I was like, okay, here I was, fork in the road. I got this choice or I got this choice. Fast forwarded to an hour or two from now. Ain't nothing good down this road, y'all. But over here, could I save the day? Could I kind of back it up and say, okay, Betts? And I'll call my y'all, I call myself Betts because that's what everybody who loves me calls me. And I love me. So I encourage y'all to find a little pet name for yourself. You can call yourself sweetie or honey or love or whatever it is. But that just feels good to me. I was like, Betts, what do we want to do here? Do we want to fuck the rest of the day? And we know where that leads. Or do we want to work on find on saving the day and experiencing a golden moment? Because golden moments don't just happen when you don't overeat. They can also happen right after an overeat, where you kind of come back to yourself and you're like, okay, we can show up differently right now. We can show up in a new way right now. And that's exactly what I did. I was like, all right, so here's what I'm going to do. I had already planned for lunch to have that piece of pizza and a little side salad. So we're going to go back to work for a little while and face some of this stuff. And then at lunchtime, before my calls start for the afternoon, I'm gonna have my side salad and we're just gonna move on with our day. It's almost like everything is kind of like right again because I didn't really eat any extra food. I just ate my piece of pizza a little early. That's how we can think about it, y'all. And then like the day is saved. The golden moment is accomplished. And so this is how we come at it from a curious, less judgmental, less shamey way. It's like we don't fuck the day anymore. And it takes practice. I've been practicing this for years, but it is possible to like make a little mistake in the middle of the day and get right back at it, even before the day is over with. That can be a golden moment for you. Okay? So I want to see what y'all are saying in the chat. I'm so glad that this is helpful for y'all. At the end of the food, we are left with ourselves. Wow, that punched me in the heart just now. Beautifully said, and what I needed to hear. I'm so glad. Because here's the thing, y'all. When we binge, like I said, we're trying to, what's the word that this teacher that I've been working with, she doesn't use like the word escape or the word, it's like we are just trying to like abandon. That's the word she used. And it really like it, talk about hitting me in the gut. It's like, yeah, we're trying to abandon ourselves. And then that word just hit me and I was like, gosh, I don't want to like ever abandon myself. Do you? Like, I wanna be here for me. And like sometimes we're just gonna think that we can't do that and we're gonna eat sometimes. But we always have that golden moment afterwards to return back to ourselves. I like to call the process of like unwinding our binging as a process of returning to ourselves, like unabandoning ourselves over and over again. This whole journey in no BS is like, it feels too hard and we want to abandon and we want to escape and we want to check out. And then we come back over and over again. And we're always here waiting for ourselves. Okay. Angela says, I'm so hard on myself, it would make sense that I would want to escape and abandon my life. Exactly. And so, what's the answer there, Angela? We've got to be a little bit nicer to ourselves. Because here's the thing, we're not going to want to stop abandoning if we don't like being with ourselves. So that is all that we're teaching here in OBS, is to strengthen and build this loving relationship with yourself, where sometimes you may still want to abandon yourself, but then you're still willing to come back over and over again. Because you're always here waiting for you. All right. Yes, coming home to ourselves. Let's see if there's anything else here, and then we'll get to some coaching. Okay, Joanne says, I started binging to numb out during my first marriage when it wasn't safe for me to express my feelings. Yes, this is how your binging makes sense, right? Or how it started. Your binging started and how it made sense, right? And so now you want to ask yourself, Joanne, and this could be a good journaling prompt for you. Okay, I'm not in this dangerous place anymore, like physically, right? This is what Coach Kathy teaches us with nervous system stuff. Like, am I physically safe? Yes, because it sounds like you're not in this marriage anymore. But then you ask yourself, do I feel safe? And you may not feel safe, but just the reminder that you are now physically safe can help you eventually feel more safe. Okay? But again, you have an explanation, right? You have a way that your binging makes sense. And now it's probably just become a habit that you've just perpetuated. But you want to keep reminding yourself that you are safe now. And that you don't need to binge to stay safe, that you are actually here for you and you can keep yourself safe. Okay. All right. Robin says, my last binge, though they are getting smaller, I am still using them to think through problems. It stems from my childhood and using treats to escape pain. So once again, you're making sense of it, right? You're like, okay, this is what I did as a child. And what we know is that things that we learned as a child, things that we practiced as a child, that is when our brain was still forming. That's when we, did all of this imprinting and all of this kind of stuff. So we carry that with us. But you want to keep reminding yourself, okay, I'm a grown up now. And I still can change and do new things. And I am safe now. And you may want to talk to that inner child that used treats to escape pain. She needs some reassurance from you. Might be really powerful, Robin, for you to write her a letter and tell her how you are going to keep her safe now. And you're going to do it in a different way than you did back then. And just really like develop this really loving, protective relationship with her. Okay. All right. I'm going to get to some coaching, but then I'll check the chat. Oh, good. I'm glad you like the letter idea. All right. I'm not sure. This just says iPhone. So we're going to see who this is. Do some coaching. I love that. Fly. First love yourself. Let's see. Let's see. TC, I'm going to try you. Oh, wait, hold on. I think maybe they declined. Did they decline? Tell me in the chat. It's hard to kind of see what's happening here. Okay, TC says she's joining. And iPhone, if you want to still want to get coached, let me know in the chat. All right. Hello. Are you there? There we go. Hey.
Hey. So, it's actually Tabell, but nobody
Tabell.
can pronounce that the first time around. So,
Oh, I love that. I love unique names. So
so
good to see you.
yeah. So my question is, I tend to be caught in a loop of every night going through this little, and it's not a huge binge, but it is definitely a overeating to numb out after supper. And I just can't seem to break myself out of that.
Okay, first off, let's talk about kind of what I just talked about in
Right.
terms of how does it make sense that you would just keep repeating this habit night after night and,
Yeah, it's definitely become a habit. This is my way of number one, sort of coming down off the day. I realized it's one of the ways that I deal with loneliness. And, and then I get into this whole in my head of I'm not making any progress because of this, and then why am I bothering? And then
So the shame, you kind of pile the shame on top
shame.
of, yeah.
And then even, I usually assess and write my plan out the night before. And even with that, there's that, why am I bothering? Because, in my little snack line, I will sit there and say, hey, let's keep this to five snacks. Okay, but three would be better. But if I put down two, I know I've that's, I'll sit there and say, well, now I'm setting myself up to fail because it's
Okay.
going to happen. So I
Okay.
just can't figure out how to get off that.
Okay. I always think about, always talk about this this park that was in my hometown that I used to go to, and they literally had like a human hamster wheel. It was like the most dangerous thing at the park that they ever had. But I always kind of visualize that, like that we're running in this hamster wheel, right? And we've got to figure out a way to like jump out, right? Or to to at least kind of slow it down a little bit, right? Because we're just on this kind of repeating cycle. So I got a few things or a couple things that I heard. First off, your brain is throwing up a question. What is that? Did you hear it when you were talking?
How do I get out of this, or why do I bother?
Why bother?
Yes.
Why
And
bother?
that has always been one of my things, just sort of lately. I think it was a lot easier when I had, a little more weight to lose. I could sit there and say, hey, I need to do this to get my knees so that I will live
Okay.
longer. And now I'm sort of at the point where, yes, I would like to lose 10 or 15 pounds, but I also like keep thinking, well, nobody's paying any attention. And is it
Okay, well, here's the thing. I mean, that question is begging for it to be answered by
right?
you. That is gonna, I want you to write that down. Let's see your pen. You got some pen. I mean, it's like, why, but like, why, like, should I bother?
Right.
Like, again, your brain is throwing up, like, we need some whys right now, or we need you to tell us that it's okay to keep doing this. Like, we need to kind of make a decision here, but we're just kind of confused because you're not, like you had some strong whys before, but
Right.
it's like we're not, those just don't feel quite as strong anymore. And so we're just like kind of, we need some guidance from you. That's what
Right.
your brain is kind of telling you. So it's like, okay. So it's just this amazing opportunity for you to say, okay. I mean, I can absolutely, I actually was talking to a private client earlier and we came up with this question. If anything is okay, even continuing to binge at night, every night, if anything is okay, what do I really want to do here and why? What comes up for you when I ask that?
I that's I'm maybe I'm confused at the question.
Okay.
So
Okay.
what What is the question?
Okay, so like again, if continuing to go along with what you've been doing is fine, or you might want to do something different, right? And I mean, you've come to the call telling me, I think, that you want to do something different. But here's the thing, your brain needs to for you to tell it why. Why do we want to? Because it sounds to me like you've been able to lose some weight and keep it off while still maintaining this habit, this evening eating habit.
And I think part of that is that morning me, who's, hey, this is a fresh new day and I'm ready to do, hey, I've got this pretty nice new plan ready to go, has got
But it doesn't sound like it's doable for the entire day. It's not
exactly.
realistic for the entire day.
So, and that's, and the whole thing is, if I truly was going with hunger and enough, it is a realistic plan. And that's the
But you're
problem
not. But you're not.
because I'm sitting here eating stuff that I'm not hungry for.
Yeah.
And that part of the time I can't even assess it because I have this sort of shame of
Right,
I
right.
don't want to put down that, what I ate. And
Here's where I want you to start. You might not like it,
yeah.
but this is where you've got to meet yourself where you are because you're eating this stuff anyway.
Yes, yeah.
And you're not a bad person for eating things at night when you're not hungry. Does everybody here, does everybody in the back hear me say that?
Yeah.
Because right now it's you're eating behind your own back, right? You're not. So the most compassionate thing that you can do for yourself right now is say, okay, the road to not eating when I'm not hungry at night is to
Yeah.
give myself permission to do it right now. Is to go from a behind your back to in front of your back. This is the process. This is the what we call kind of the unwinding process. This is not going to be, tomorrow it's all solved. But this is the most powerful, loving work we can do for ourselves is to start with, okay, I'm going to put whatever it is I'm eating now, if it's five things or 10 things or whatever, I'm going to, and this is what I was talking about, like building this strong relationship with yourself. This is what I'm eating at night right now. I'm ready to look at it on paper, feel the shame come in, and really learn how to talk to myself with shame and talk to myself in this more compassionate way. And that's how we bring the shame out into the light and it just can't survive, right? But it's like you're just pushing the shame down with more food.
And it was like it almost reminds me of, it's like I'm trying to sneak it
Yeah,
from
from
somebody.
yourself.
But it's me and the dog.
It's, yeah, yeah.
He doesn't,
So
yeah.
it's time for you to again bring it out into the light, right? To bring it out in front of you and say, okay, this is what I'm doing, and I'm not a bad person. I know what's going on here. I know that, I mean, I was talking earlier about, like if we took the food, if I came in and said, okay, no more food, like what would you have to, you said you're feeling lonely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. And so it's like until you, I mean, before you can just, kind of practice just feeling lonely without eating, we need to bring this food in with you and say, okay, I am going to be here with this food and give myself permission to eat it in a more present way and be present with that. And then eventually I can be present with my loneliness. But I first got to be present with what's going on now and be present with my shame that comes in, and then be present with some compassion for myself too. And that's
So,
how this works. And so write it on the plan. I mean, and like you've kind of been like, wanting to, or just kind of thinking maybe that was, it sounds like, kind of, but
Not
I want you to write it all, write it out on the plan.
So sorry, my
Oh.
Alexa, for whatever reason, I inherited it from my mom, and it gives me what the weather is at 6:35 every day.
Every day. Okay. Well, now we know what the weather is.
So sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah, and I think that that is totally right, is that I keep saying, on my digital planner, it says, is this a doable plan? If not, go back and add it. But this other part of me, the other, says to Val, you will not lose weight eating this amount of,
Right.
and I, and it's just, I know that because, I see what the scale does back and forth.
But it's like to get to kind of, losing weight, right? We've got to, you're jumping over a bunch of stuff, right? To try to get to the what, and it's like, what is doable for me? Like, what is honestly doable for me right now? Is what we're talking about, right? Is to go from behind my back to in front of my back to a more present eating experience. This is what we know happens, right? But we have to practice it and trust that the process will, I mean, the process will work for you, but you have to practice it, right? Where it's like, when I am more presently eating, and not behind my own back and shaming myself and looking for relief from all the layers of shame, we know that we eat less, right? We know that we're like, well, I just remember when I was practicing a lot of this, and like I wanted to like watch t you know kind of check out and watch TV and eat stuff. Well, I decided, okay, no TV. We're just gonna like sit here with this food. And I was like, well, damn it, that's not near as fun, to just sit here. And I was eating Cheez-Its actually, and it was like, I don't want to sit here and just eat Cheez-Its. I want to check out with TV and all this kind of stuff, right? And so it's like, okay, well, then that tells us that we don't really want to be doing this. It's
And
got to be, but it's got to be a present experience first before we cha actually change the behavior.
I think there is that, that part that I, you I numb out to the point. I can, it's almost not, I'm not out of body, but I can see myself getting the
You're
bulk.
dis yeah, you're disconnected, right? You're kind of, yeah, there you checked out and disconnected. And that is just, yes, that is the experience that we've all experienced. And again, it's like the answer is to get back, is to reconnect a little bit, right? Reconnect with yourself a little bit. And yeah, and Darlene said that is weird. Why isn't it as fun without the TV? Because you're not checked out, you're not as checked out, right? You're not as numbed out, or you're not as disconnected. Because again, when we're connected, then we've got to kind of, then we're kind of pre more present with what we're doing. But that is the next step for you, is to, I mean, make a truly, honestly doable plan for you. And that doable, I mean, it's doable is often what you're doing right now. And I'm saying this to everybody, right? It's what you're doing right now. That's what doable means to you. And let's just be honest with the plan and what we're doing, and practice being present with ourselves with what we're doing.
And then let's say I do this very doable plan, and it is exact, how do I sit there and wrestle at the end of the day with, well, you know what? I followed the plan, but then there's that part of me going, well, that plan sort of sucked. Like that was a pretty, low bar to jump through, So, how do you sort of get to that point of still not beating yourself up as like, yeah, I followed the plan.
Like, go me, I followed the plan.
So,
You
really just,
celebrate, right? You celebrate these. I mean, these are wins when you make a truly doable plan and you follow it.
So,
This is the kind of thing that kind of feels kind of counterintuitive in our mind. I mean,
right.
I'm with you, where it's like it doesn't feel, it feels kind of weird to be celebrating, eating when you're not hungry and all that kind of stuff. But what you're really celebrating is meeting yourself where you are. And when you're celebrating, that's a compassionate act, right? That is like, I mean, it's almost like you can't kind of celebrate and feel a bunch of shame at the same time. Where you're like, look at me, I am on my way to, I mean, I'm on my way to really figuring this out, to really unwinding. Because again, what we know over time with practice is that when you are truly present and eat, you're going to be checking, you're going to be like, wait a minute though, I'm not hungry. This is going to be a few days or even a week or two. It's going to be like, you're going to be like, I'm sitting here eating this stuff and I've, planned it. I've given myself permission to have it, but I'm not hungry. And like, I'm not really enjoying it, And so maybe I'll stop right now. Maybe I'll stop a little bit sooner. And you got to celebrate the heck out of that, that you're like stopping and eating a little bit less and a little bit less and a little bit less. Or maybe you might, after a little while, you might be like, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to plan. I'm going to do pause plus permission, is what we call it. I'm going to put in a little, like, it's still on the plan. Keep it on the plan. Because if it goes off the plan, then that's when the eating behind my back can come back in. Keep it on the plan that, and that gives you permission to have it. That doesn't mean you have to eat it. But it's like, okay, it's on the plan. And if I eat it, I followed my plan. And then, but maybe tonight I could try setting a little timer on that machine you just mentioned. I won't say her name because then she'll start talking to us. But, and like, I'll tell her to, to set a timer for 5 minutes and then I'll back in with myself and see if I still want to eat something.
Yeah.
And this is how we level up, and then we'll celebrate the heck out of 5 minutes of pause plus permission. And then, pause plus permission is like, and if we still want to eat something, after 5 minutes, right? That's the permission part.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But
Well,
it's celebrating yourself all along the way.
okay.
That's how we keep going. Because if we're only focusing on on the mistakes we made or the what we didn't do, course, we're not going to want to keep going.
So with that, let's say, I write down that plan and, one night, hey, I have one little something and that's it. Do I celebrate that more than I did the day before that I did? Maybe that's part of it, is that I keep thinking, well, yeah, I'm going to celebrate the day that I followed the plan and binged, but I really want to celebrate the
Well,
next.
this is where, like, I mean, I love this. I love coaching you because you have really good questions, that we can kind of like dig in, because it's like that's still you judging yourself, right? Thinking that
Absolutely.
this accomplishment is better than this.
Right.
And that's what I want you to lessen, right? Where it's like, okay, someday it's going to be all I can do to just make that doable plan and follow it. And
Right.
that is just as successful as me eating less the next day.
Okay.
Let's not start judging our successes, right? Because then what happens like the third day? Well, if you go back to like, eating all the things that you planned, you're like, oh, well, I'm going backwards.
Yeah, and I think that's sort of maybe the sort of the cycle I'm in. So, correct me if I'm wrong, is basically, if I can check that box of yes, I celebrated, I followed that plan, it doesn't matter how great, I did on that plan. It's just more of a heck yeah, I made a doable plan and I followed that doable plan.
Because here's the thing, and this is for everyone. This is what our brain does. It goes into this very black and white where it's like, okay, If we only eat one of these things, like last night, then we should do better the next day and better the next day and better, and then we should
Right.
never like do anything. And it's like, no, that is not how we are as human beings, right? We're way more complex than that. There are just like we have hungrier days than others, we have harder days than others. And that's why we have got to find wins in every single day,
Right.
no matter what.
Okay.
Because, and even if it's just like I'm like I ate all the things, or I have awareness that I ate behind my back like
Right.
tonight, but that is a win because I've got some awareness going on.
Okay.
You
Okay.
know, it's just
Yeah.
the power of wins every single day, because then you start to believe that, okay, it doesn't have to look perfect. It doesn't have to just get better, better every day. And because I'm human, and but I am still moving forward, y'all. There's no going backwards.
Yeah.
I like to think it like time, like it's just like time. Time is always moving forward, so you're
Right.
always learning and growing. And if you're celebrating, you just, you're just always moving forward. Because thinking that you're going backwards, how does that ever help?
Yeah,
Always.
and my thing is I'm a runner, and my biggest mantra was every mile matters, and I kept trying to say even the lousy miles that they're slow and I didn't want to go, but I keep thinking they matter, they matter.
Yes.
So it sort of sounds like I need to sit there and say, hey, that win of
Yes.
following that plan.
Everything matters. Every bit of practice you do. I mean, I like to call it practice because I
Right.
like to think of like free throw practice in basketball. You're
Yeah.
not going to get it in the hoop every time, right? You're not going to
Right.
get it in the basket, but you keep going and you keep practicing. Every bit of practice matters,
Yeah.
and every celebration of that practice matters.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, that's been very helpful.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. And I just appreciate you raising your hand and bringing this up, because I think it was helpful for a lot of people. And you, like I said, you asked great, great questions that we could kind of go deeper on. So,
Yeah.
all right. I will
Well,
talk
thank
to you.
you.
All right. Take care.
Yeah.
All right. Bring you back down. Darlene asked, so you still followed it if you eat when you're not hungry. So this is the deal, y'all. We are not factoring in hunger and enough with this eating she's doing at night yet. Okay? We are just talking about making a doable plan for her and the power of putting it on the plan, giving herself permission to have it, y'all, because I mean, we can't just like, if she's been, overeating for a long time at night, I mean, we can't just jump to like, oh, well, I'm not hungry, I shouldn't eat. Because she's getting a lot of like safety and from that food that she's eating. And so we have to just back it up to, okay, hunger and enough is on down the line. Okay. Right now, the important thing is she just goes from eating behind her own back and thinking that she's bad and all this kind of stuff to, okay, I'm going to just meet myself where I am and give myself permission to eat this, whether I'm hungry or not. Because here's the thing, y'all, with binging, hunger and enough may not, you just may not feel safe enough yet to focus on hunger and enough. We need to just come back to ourselves with what we're doing with less shame and judgment. Little shifts over time. Absolutely, Pam. Absolutely. All right, y'all. I'm going to try iPhone one more time. And then, okay, she declined. Okay. I missed that message before. Okay. All right. Anybody else? And I gotta get off right at 6. So, let's see, but I'll look in the chat. Oh, and let's see, I think there's a Q&A too. Okay. Let me just answer this and then we'll probably get out of here after that. So, Robin said, yes, the TV. I find myself feeling happy and celebrating when eating in front of my computer, PC. Yes, like that's very common. That is a way that we disconnect, right? Where eating and like doing other things. So I talk about, with my binging, a lot of times I would get in my car because my car feels like a safe kind of like cave-like environment to me. And especially in the wintertime, I put my seat heater on and, and like listen to what I want to listen to. And I would go to the grocery store and pick up a bunch of foods. They were kind of sweet and salty foods. And I'd kind of go back and forth and I would drive around and eat them. And so that was a totally like checking out, disconnecting, like just, kind of numbing out experience. But often we do it while watching TV. We do it while, kind of scrolling our phone, like one hand with scrolling the phone and another, eating. And so one of the most powerful things we can practice is to just eat, right? And again, we're not going to reduce the food yet. We're not going to, take any of the food away, but let's just practice in, in the safest way that we can. Like, let's just have the food. This is really what a planned binge is. We actually have a resource inside the Trusting Your Body course where we talk about the planned binge. And that is where we actually, I mean, it's really kind of what I was talking about with Lavelle. I think it's Lavelle. I hope I'm saying her name right. That's really what I was talking about with planning, putting the food on her plan. It becomes a more conscious, present experience. And so she's not doing anything else but eating, right? And it's on the plan. So it's not like she's not distracted by like, oh, I'm eating off plan or whatever. And like I said, hunger enough is not on the table right now. So she's not like, oh, I'm not hungry and I'm eating. It's like, I have given myself permission to eat this food and I'm going to do it in a more present, conscious way. And that, y'all, is one of the most powerful things we can do if we are, binging and disconnecting with food. So that's what I mean by that. Do. Let's see. Okay. So Carla says she's at work, so I can't come online, but I planned ice cream tonight and I'm not hungry, but I'm feeling frustrated because I don't want to miss out having it, but I also really don't want it. It feels like I'm battling myself about it though. Carla, amazing. Talking about wins, right? I love that you're like aware of this little battle that's going on. So you have a choice here, right? You have put it on your plan. And this is like, again, you have a choice. So it's on the plan, right? So it's not a matter of like, am I off plan or on plan? Whether you eat it or not, you're on plan, right? Whether you eat it or not, you're on plan because, we know that sometimes we plan things and we don't eat them, and that's okay, right? But if you ate it, but here's the thing. Like, do you think you feel, this is the question I want you to consider, Carla. It really feels like you're kind of building some safety with yourself right now because of this little battle that you're having. I always say resistance means that we're ready to change. And so you've really got like some resistance right now. Resistance means we're ready to change. You are on the verge of a change. You're on the verge of like, I think I could like plan ice cream. And I'm telling you, I've been through this with the ice cream girl, okay? Like, I think I could plan ice cream and like have it or not have it. Like, there's no just like absolute, I have to have it. And so, what I want to ask you is, do you think you might feel safe enough because you say I don't want it? Do you think that you might want to practice not having it because you don't want it? Do you think you might feel safe enough to do that tonight? To try that? That's kind of the question that you need to consider. Because again, I think you're on the verge of like being ready to try that. Okay, Carla, you're there. Yes. But here's also what you can remind yourself of to kind of help you build safety in the moment is I can always plan ice cream again tomorrow, right? This is how you kind of build safety, like, and then just say, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you, right? This is us celebrating ourselves. Like, I'm so proud of you for like hearing this kind of battle conversation and like trying something different tonight. Y'all, this, and doesn't that sound nice to ourselves? Like, I'm so proud of you. We need to talk to ourselves more like that. Okay. All right, Carla, I'm glad that was helpful. All right. We've got a couple of things in the chat, and then, okay, Robin, yeah. The food is not as fun. Usually I was talking about my Cheez-Its without my TV. The food is not as fun when it's planned. But here's the thing. Not losing weight isn't fun either, right? This is where we like we choose our fun, or we ultimately like choose what we really want, right? We go through a grieving process, y'all, when we, when we decide to kind of eat in a different way. It's just different, right? We're not checking out with food as much anymore. Of course, we're gonna grieve that. Of course, we're gonna maybe even be a little pissed. I mean, I was pissed when I was like eating those Cheez-Its and I wasn't watching TV. I was like, these things aren't even as good. Like, this isn't fun. And I mean, like, I had a little pity party, I had a little tantrum. And then, I kind of came to my senses and then I was like, well, isn't this really what we want to do? Don't we want to, aren't we working on a different relationship with food? Are we working on binging less? Yeah. Okay. That's that resistance I was just talking about. With change comes resistance, y'all. That's how we change. Always think about like a diamond under pressure. We're not gonna change, y'all, without some resistance. But it's probably not going to be near as hard as your brain makes it out to be. All right. Carissa said, would this work with alcohol also? Absolutely. You can apply any of the stuff I talked about to alcohol. Absolutely. I just don't put it on my plan because I don't want to face how much I'm drinking. But for some reason, this seems safer. Yep, Carissa, absolutely. I work with a lot of my private clients on making a totally doable drink plan. And I had a client a few years ago. We planned 10 drinks, over the week, on Saturday night. She had to meet herself where she was because, y'all, we can't just go from 10 drinks to 3 drinks. We have to meet ourselves where we are and give ourselves permission to do what we're already doing. So, absolutely, Carissa. Like, just replace food with alcohol. Ashley says, I've been doing planned binges since you answered my question about baked goods a month ago. After 2 weeks of that, I'm finding that I'm eating less and less at these moments. I don't feel frantic about eating it all anymore. I stopped at half a loaf of bread when I normally eat it all, even though I gave myself permission to eat the whole loaf, y'all. Ashley, this works, right? This is what I'm talking about. This is the power, I call it the power of permission. When you give yourself permission to eat what you're already eating behind your own back, over time, she said, after 2 weeks of that, y'all, this is not just an immediate next day thing. After 2 weeks of that, I'm finding that I'm eating less and less. Commit to this, y'all. If it's really important to you, it will work just like it has for her. Amazing, Ashley. Keep going and keep celebrating yourself. Keep celebrating. You're doing amazing. And y'all, it takes courage, but it is a badass thing to do. And Ashley, you are an absolute badass. Amazing. All right. Let's see. I love how to talk to yourself about the overeat binges. I'm slowly trying to work on that, but I'm nervous that I'll never get there. Totally normal. Doubt is totally normal. I call it the belief bus, y'all. We all have a belief bus, and doubt and fear is smoking in the back, but it's in the back, but they're in the back. You're driving the bus, and what do you want to be in the shotgun seat? You want some compassion. You want some understanding for yourself, right? Shame is back there too, in the back, smoking with doubt and fear. So it's hanging around. But let's not keep that from, let's not keep that from, driving the bus, right? Okay, so nervous is back there too. But let's feel some of that stuff and do it anyway. Oh, my mom's calling me. I have to call her back. Okay. Keep having that conversation with yourself. Yes, Roseanne. Yes, it's absolutely a grieving process, Robin. So, all right, y'all, I just want to read every single comment. Okay, thank you, Betsy. This has been so very helpful. Good. That's my goal in life, y'all, is just try to have it be a little helpful. All right, last thing. Angela says, I have a big food party Friday. Do you think I should give myself a little of the food each night to calm me down? Well, let's see, a little of the food each night to calm me down. I'm not sure exactly what you're, but here's the thing. I'm always going to lean more towards give yourself, yes, like let's give yourself, let's not, save the, I'm assuming like you have all the food with you. Yeah, let's not save like all the food until the party and you're doing all the things and like, yeah, give yourself permission. This is the power of permission. Let's make these foods a little bit less of a big deal. Make these foods like a little bit less like special. And so, yeah, give yourself a make it a, yeah, okay, there we go. Angela, I'm on the right track. Yeah. Let's practice the power of permission. Y'all, food is just food. It's a collection of ingredients. So even food that's at parties is just a collection of ingredients. We can eat it anytime. And so if you've got the food already, yeah, give yourself permission to have it, not just at the party, but leading up to the party too. Let's make it doable. Let's make it just a little bit less of a big deal. Okay. All right, y'all. I gotta run. So I will see you all next month, but stay tuned again. More exciting, plans in 2025, and hopefully I'll be able to talk about it soon. So, all right, guys, take care. See ya. Bye.